mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to take 20, 30 calls in this third hour and cover a bunch of news. If you missed the last hour, boy, did you miss it. Dr. Dennis Cuddy joined us again to get into the Germanic death cults at the top of the New World Order. The swastika being the symbol for the Bohemian Grove, skull and bones, you know, over 100 years ago, long before Hitler came along. Here's a quote, National Socialism will use its own revolution for establishing the New World Order. And here's George Herbert Walker Bush on September 11th, 1990. Out of these troubled times, a New World Order can emerge under United Nations that performs as envisioned by its founders. Let's go to the calls. I want to thank you for holding. I guess up next here would be Bill in Mass. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Alex, thank you. I wonder, what is the solution aside from that which Dr. Cuddy suggested of prayer?
He said pray and then take action to wake others up at the grassroots level to resist this.
Yeah, that's good, except I'm not really prepared to point a weapon that... a young fellow in a Marine uniform, or because...
Well, that's not what Dr. Cuddy said.
Okay.
He said politically get involved and take over our communities.
Well, help me out now. We're talking...
Well, you'll never know what a solution is if you keep going, well, help me out. I don't know. I mean, what are you saying? I'm saying stand up against evil. All of us doing a little bit is unstoppable.
Absolutely. But how in the world, I'm really quite frustrated with this because when I, as some of your earlier callers were saying, when they broach this subject with others, I've had people get, the tendons in their necks stand out and all this kind of thing.
Well, that's because they know it's true deep down and they're afraid. But if somebody's doing that, move on to the next person. You know, a lot of the callers say everybody they talk to wakes up. Some say just half the people and some say 90% don't wake up. But I'm not looking for spectators who are on the bench. You know, people who want to defend this system, move on to the next person.
Absolutely. Okay, one more thing that's always puzzled me, and may be able to explain it better. Carter, I understand the other cretins in NAFTA and GATT, but I don't understand what Carter's part was in standing up for that.
You mean saying he wasn't for it?
Saying that he was for it.
Yeah, I thought he was for it.
The other president.
Well, it's like he was forgiving the Panama Canal to the communist Chinese. It's all left-right phony theater. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Amelia in Florida. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank
you. How
are
you doing today? In response to what the guy just said, your last caller, and also touching on what Dr. Cuddy said about cheap and just everyone being coerced, I got an email from my dad telling me that I hate my country because I support a third-party candidate and of my political beliefs. So.
That's always been your right to vote for who you want, but now you're a traitor.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're evil. Maybe you should be put in a camp. That's openly being discussed on national news.
It's unbelievable, but it is believable. And also, I have several things, if I can have a couple minutes.
Sure.
I was watching CNN because we like to record their propaganda machine there. About an hour ago, a little more than an hour ago, a woman came on. Her name was Rosemary Ellis from Prevention Magazine, and she was reporting that there's a new study out saying that children's vaccines, there isn't any association with any diseases like autism or Asperger's disease or...
Yeah,
anything.
And then they go,
this new study says there can't be any correlation. And then she also reported that the children's vaccines don't contain mercury, which of course you reported several times in the ABC, I think it was the ABC report that you played on the air several times about mercury is good for you.
Yeah, it's in the vaccines and it's good for you.
Now she's saying that very, very few flu vaccines contain thimerosal, so don't be worried. And you can get the report, actually, if people want to go to prevention.com, type in vaccines into a search, and we came up with about 50 of them.
We got breaks.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available.
You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Richard in the United Kingdom, Denise in Maryland, Chris in California, Chris in Virginia, Paula in Missouri. Everybody, your calls are coming up here. Got a bunch of emails I want to read, so we'll just start some of them now and get to the rest later. I heard you mention Warren Buffett on Coast to Coast. I work for Buffett through his largest subsidiary. As I am sure you know, his wealth will go to his foundation upon his death. His foundation's main cause is population control. That struck me as odd when I first heard it. What more do you know about him and his foundation? It would be good to know more about who I'm working for. Whether it's Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or the subdivision of Warren Buffett's foundation, or it's Prince Philip or his wife or his son or his grandsons or the Dutch royal family or these other big foundations, it's all about serfdom, feudalism, taking the property, one-child policies, doing all of this. And then usually when you look at one of these big tax-free foundations pushing for sterilization, the rest of it, while they're talking about we got to get rid of everybody, they also, in a dual fashion, go, we love the children of Asia. We love the children of Africa. We love the children of Latin America. We also fund a vaccine program. and we pay the governments to forcibly inject them because we care so much about you. I mean, we're over here saying we're for forced sterilization and control, but also we love the little children. We don't want them to die. We don't want them to get sick. So we're also for forced inoculations. I mean, how much more transparent does this get? So, yes. Hope I got your attention. Here's another email. Alex, I listened to you last night on Coast to Coast. I, for one, believe you. I've been trying to tell my son, but I fear he is lost to me. He is in Air Force Intelligence. My question, how do we stop these demented maniacs? That's from Brad. Well, let me just say this to you, Brad. People are young. They get into the system. They're given authority. They then defend that authority. They defend that idea, and it takes some time to grow up and wake up to what's happening. Plus, your son's probably doing good work in Air Force Intelligence. He's compartmentalized, so he doesn't see the bigger picture. Okay? You know, he's not General Myers with the stand down of NORAD that promoted to Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff. So move on. A lot of times a prophet isn't known in their own country. A lot of times your family won't listen to you. Move on to other people. You know, don't become discouraged. And frankly, a lot of it's just confidence. When I tell somebody something, I'm backed up with facts, and they laugh at me, I just walk off, feeling sorry for them. And they usually respond in another fashion, then wanting to know more. But if you act all angry and upset when they're not listening, they take that as a sign of weakness, as if it's some type of sparring. They think that that you were trying to best them, impressing them with, bull, you think you're real learned, don't you? But a lot of times those types will actually listen. It's the educated idiots, the know-it-alls. See, well, I'm part of the system. How dare you try to claim that I don't, So that's basically where that's going. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in the United Kingdom. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Alex, just a quick here, really. I'm actually so dumbfounded how dumb the majority of the population is. On BBC TV, we saw a documentary called The Wolfowitz Doctrine. And this was written in 1992, outlining America's quest to conquer the world once the USSR fell.
And but you know that America's being used as the engine for the global masters to then play the part of the new Soviet evil empire.
I know, but it's amazing how many people are ignorant, and at least we can say in the UK, the BBC is really going for it and opening people's eyes. There are a number of documentaries, I'm sure you could probably download it from the net, called The Power of Nightmares. And it's all about...
We have links to that on the website.
It's unbelievable. But thanks for doing a great job, and it's just really a question of getting through to other people, especially in Europe, because there are still many, many closed eyes.
Well, see, what happens is, in America, our media will report on the corruption of Europe. And then your media will report on our corruption, but not really on the domestic corruption, or on lesser corruption, instead of the real meaty stuff, giving us the illusion of a free press.
We don't want, the press, there's no such thing as freedom of press. It's all about, what would the press do, in my opinion, is not teach people how to think, but what to think about most, and divert them from the real issues.
Well, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Richard. Good to hear you listening in England. There is such a thing as the free press, but not on the super mass scale. I mean, this is about as big as total alternative media gets, this broadcast. This is as big as it gets. And it's big, but tiny compared to mainstream media. And this is as big as it gets, this radio show, the websites, in the top 20 of the biggest Patriot websites. And it's growing. That's why they're panicking. And trying to put the brakes on it, and trying to have regulation and spin thought crime and, hate crime is what they call it. But what can stop you from having a neighborhood newsletter that you put out every month? Let's say at 20 sites around your neighborhood, with the little newspaper areas, or go and insert it in newspapers. Even put a little sponsorship of something in the back. So it'll pay for itself. What's to stop you, if you've got a little bit of money, from buying an hour or two of radio on some medium-sized AM station, $100 you know, for 2 hours, $200 an hour, depending on the size of the station. Get a few sponsors. Start doing the show. In 6 months, you'll have a huge listenership. Then you might have the station owner or manager come in and say, hey, want to do a daily show? Or want to do, you know, little five-minute vignettes every morning? I want to call in with a report. You know, you can affect things that way. Or start your own website. Start updating it daily, emailing it out to forums. You'll go from 100 visitors the first week to 6 months later with a million visitors. It's all about just... Have you ever had a big job? Like, let's say every summer I'll try to clean out my garage. It's filled up full of junk and stuff. And I'll go in there and I'll look at it and I'll just go, oh, man. But, and then you'll procrastinate. The phone will ring and the next day you're out there again. You finally just start doing it. Before you know it, it's done. The globalists work like little busy bees because they know. They get power. They get control. They get all the wealth. They're into this. And that's why they're so busy at every level, because they know about power. They know they have power. They know that what they do has an effect. But they constantly tell you, sleep, sleep, sleep. You don't have any power. You can't stop it. There's nothing you can do. You know, that's a fraud. We're on the cusp of smashing them. That's why they're so desperate. Let's go ahead and talk to Denise in Maryland. Denise, thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. I'm trying to keep an open mind about all this. I've heard about the New World Order, you know, just heard people mention it, and the only kind of answer I would ever get from anybody was basically the government's going to take over and no more freedom. Now, is that part of the John Birch? Now, are John Birchers libertarian?
The John Birch Society was funded by a candy manufacturer who had, you know, was an upper middle class individual, and put out a lot of really great information. But I mean, what I'm saying isn't put out by a group. It's
right.
Oh, the president said New World Order. Oh,
right.
They're going to have forced psychological screening. Oh, they're making judicial workers take implantable chips to keep their jobs. Oh, we caught them putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. And so the John Birchers talk about that. You know, it'd be like if a plane crashed in your town, and then a newspaper talked about it, and then you talked about it. Well, they say, oh, did you get that from the newspaper? Well, no, you saw the smoking wreck of the plane. So what I'm talking about is the real world. You know, empire. Powerful men and women want more power. A global empire. You know, I go to what the PNAC boys said, what the globalists themselves put in their own publications.
Now, is there a book out, a good book that I could read that has, like, facts to back everything up and... that type of thing?
Yeah, Dr. Cuddy's books are great. We just had on the last hour. My book, Descent to Tyranny, is excellent. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, has got, you know, bibliography every page. You know, when I said the Patriot Act is to affect all citizens, I post on a daily basis where citizens are having it used against them for petty crimes or Rubik's Cubes sales at toy stores, Homeland Security visits. You know, I mean, I give you the subsections, then I link to the bill. I mean...
Now, you mentioned that you know for a fact that the election was fixed.
Yes.
You didn't like, give any facts or anything. Can you give me just a couple facts?
Sure, absolutely, I can do that for you. Number one, do you have a computer?
No. I'm computer illiterate.
Well, that's going to be kind of like asking me describe the theory of quantum mechanics and the unification field theory.
Well, you know, I can get into a computer.
Okay,
I know how to do that.
I mean, it's like trying to ask me to describe super mega black holes or something. I mean, it's a whole area of... we've posted about 300 news articles with documented evidence of vote stealing and scams running and the voting machines being total frauds and Kerry not challenging it and Kerry and Bush being members of the same organization and staging the event. And that would take hours to get into.
Right.
I mean, it'd be like asking me, how do you build a house?
Right.
You know, Alex, you know how to build a house. Well, tell me how you build one.
Right.
Or, you know, describe that mountain vista that's in your mind to me. It's a whole area of study.
Right. I was also going to ask you a question about the 9/11 documents. Do you have to take a break?
Yeah, stay there.
Okay.
It sounds to me like you've got some more questions there. And I could certainly answer your question specifically on 9/11, but again, that's an encyclopedic area of study as well. So Denise, stay there, then Chris, and many others. 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let me try to answer Denise's first question in a nutshell. Then I'll go back to her for a brief 9/11 explanation. I do want to go to loaded phone lines and try to get to a lot of people, as I said I would do, and read the rest of this email and cover some other key news issues. But I do want to spend time with folks that are questioning, so people please be patient. Because I want to spend some time with her. Perhaps we'll keep her on with us and take other calls with her on. Perhaps we'll keep her for the rest of the broadcast. In fact, we'll just do that if she wants to stay with us now. Bexar County, San Antonio, the second most populous city in Texas. they had 265,000 people vote absentee.
And
Hold on, ma'am.
Okay,
ma'am,
go ahead.
Because you want an answer.
Right.
Are you ready to get
one? I will
one?
Not cut
in. Fact, we may not even be able to talk to anybody now. I may just have to spend the rest of the show on this election. Put her on hold. Put her on hold. Please. Okay? Just a microcosm example. I'm literally looking at 500 examples in front of me, right? Literally, two giant stacks of election fraud in front of me. Okay, admit it. Bexar County, San Antonio. 260-something thousand people cast absentee ballots. More people cast absentee ballots than cast ballots that day. There were 200,000, 201,000 people that voted that day. But they said that, well, just because, you know, so many had already reported that they didn't go ahead and count all of them because, well, there was this many more coming in, and even if it was that many, you know, this person's still going to win. Well, fast forward to a worse example of this in the key swing state of Ohio. Okay, we've got trucks, photos of this, trucks pulling up at public schools where the votes weren't supposed to be taken, the provisional ballots, huge trucks loaded up with these with Bush Cheney stickers on the back, driven off to nowhere. We've got one of the election officials in the state going, well, you know, there's only 175,000 of these, we think. Real numbers came out now, it was about 400,000. And so, because there's all these provisional ballots, though most of those were Democrats, it doesn't matter because Bush is winning by 130,000 votes, so we're just not going to count those, and then Kerry comes out and capitulates. Then we have coast-to-coast examples of the electronic voting machines, the exit polls showing Kerry winning, and this record Democrat turnout, and it was record Democrat turnouts, and the exit polls showing one thing and the polls showing one thing, but then suddenly large margins for Bush. So there's example after example. We've got the head of Diebold, based in Ohio, saying, I'm committed to delivering every electoral vote in Ohio to the Republicans. We've got, I mean, just there's so many examples. Go ahead.
Yes, like the 9/11 documents, I guess I'm wondering why they were accessible for people to even read.
Okay, what particular document are you talking about?
The one that somebody said, or I think he said it, that you can look up in some library and you can find out that it was already planned and they knew about it. And
well, okay, in the past they would declassify stuff every 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've pushed the Kennedy documents to, what, 2031? So you're going to have to wait 70 years or 68 years from the time Kennedy's killed to be able to see those, or even longer. And so now they are. Bush, one of the first things he did after saying, Dan Burton, don't go after Bill Clinton, and we're going to have the free trade area of the Americas, one of the first things he did was say, all presidential documents are now secret in perpetuity forever, including Bill Clinton's protecting him, their little buddy. And so why did Northwoods come out? It was leaked into the stacks at the Library of Congress. It had been recertified as classified in the mid-90s. There's a stamp on it. And then somebody leaked those, that is one of the declassifiers, went ahead and slipped it into some stacks, and they confirm it's a real document. So that was leaked to us by people 2 months before 9/11 trying to warn us about what was coming. But that's a real admitted document. You know, you say, well, how do they let us know about the Patriot Act? Well, because they had to pass the law. This new Patriot Act, too, though, they've told us what's in it, but they won't give us the full text of it, which has never been done before. So now even real-time bills, they won't give it to us. So that kind of answers your question for you.
Yeah, I don't like that. And I've always wondered about the fact that they have to, you have to wait so many years to look at documents. I mean, what's, you know, that just sounds fishy.
Well, yeah, and I mean, now you can't know with Kennedy for 70 years. And guaranteed in 2030 they're not going to release it then.
Well, like I said, I'm new to this, and I'm trying to have an open mind, and I'm going to do my own research. And
good. Don't believe me.
Hey,
check
well,
out what I'm saying. Hey, here's one thing for you to check out.
Okay.
You know that they claim Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy in the back?
Right.
Well, talk to anybody. When you shoot at somebody in the head from the back of their head doesn't blow off.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that's a good place for you to start.
Okay. Okay. What do you think of the legalization of marijuana?
I'll tell you when we get back. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, cost a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, here's an example of tyranny. From Illinois to Nevada, they want to do home inspections, not just of rent houses now, but your home without a warrant. You wake up, there's cops in your house, and they say, by the way, we're looking for other illegal stuff, it's just part of your new home inspection. Or the citizens come out three or four times in Austin and say, we don't want light rail, and they just keep trying to pass it and pass it, and then as soon as the electronic voting machines get put in place, oh, you passed it. Doesn't matter if the polls are 90-something percent against it. Magically, you just magically voted for it. Or it doesn't matter if 98% of you are against this new super toll road system. Just magically, we're going to do it and try to vote us out. Or, oh, you don't like the TIPS program where everybody's turned into a tattletale. Well, how about we just change the name on you and double the funding? They have a rule. If we resist something, they just change the name and double the funding. Well, we just have to keep resisting and fighting it. Or 100 studies come out saying mercury's brain damaging, autism's gone up over 1,000%. It's an epidemic. Top scientists, they just come out and say, there is no mercury. Actually, we've increased it. Well, it's good for you. Believe whatever lie you want, you're just going to take it. It's the law when there is no law. Then the Washington Post, a bunch of arrests were made, you know, last Friday, and people had to go to court because they didn't vaccinate their children. Then you read the article, it says, well, actually, they were found truant, Because even though they came to school, they claimed it was truancy not to take it and charged them falsely under that. But the article doesn't tell you that. They just say they charge them for truancy because there is no law to take it. They're committing the crime, and the people are too ignorant to know it. False charging somebody's a serious crime. It's called racketeering. Oh, I'm getting mad. So, I mean, just the tyranny's all around us. It's getting a lot worse. Chris in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, you know, yesterday you were talking about how you think they're prepping Arnold Schwarzenegger for president and all. You know, I thought ever since he got elected as governor that they'd be prepping him for president of the United Nations instead. What do you think about that?
Nope, that's Bill Clinton. He's got seven of the G8 lined up, and it's official. When Kofi Annan leaves next year, it's in a year and a half, it's probably going to be Bill Clinton.
What do you think about the Georgia Guidestones? I haven't heard you talk about that either.
Yeah, paid for by this globalist consortium saying they want to kill 85% of us, and they believe in the occult, and it's just all there, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, the Georgia Guidestones. Let's talk to Chris in Virginia. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
First off, I'd like to say thank you for opening my eyes to everything that's going on around me in this world. Like, I'd like to thank you for Road to Tyranny. It was, I went to the theater and paid and watched Fahrenheit 9/11, and it really didn't challenge anything I didn't feel. But your film, there was no ifs, ands, or buts. It was straight to the point, no BS, straight to the point in facts, and I want to thank you for that. My question for you is, how do you feel about the next 4 years with Bush, and how bad do you think things really are going to get for us all?
Well, they're certainly going to degenerate more along the globalist agenda, and they put Bush back in because he'll make the conservatives go to sleep. The conservatives will not put up with open borders and UNESCO and gun bans and a doubling in the growth of government over what it was under Bill Clinton. They're not going to put up with that from a John Forbes Kerry or an Albert Gore Jr., but they will under Bush. And now Bush has no excuse. They have an even bigger majority in the House and Senate. They've got the judicial with the Supreme Court, most of the federal courts, 30-plus of the governorships, even more of the legislatures. They have the executive, and you're going to see bigger government, more loss of liberty. They're on the cusp of passing the National ID Card, Patriot Act 2, Total Information Awareness Network, and they're not going to call it a national draft. It's going to be called National Service. And more terrorist attacks, more police state, more government worship. And as the economy gets worse and more jobs are sent overseas, doesn't matter what happens to our businesses, they're just going to say, well, it's better. No, it's not. There's no inflation. You're just paying $2.50 a gallon for gas, and everything's gone up, and there is no inflation, and the economy's great, and isn't globalism wonderful? And they're going to have the free trade area of the Americas. We will have the Pan-American Union, the American Union. I mean, that's public, and the average person won't even know it. And they're going to start here in a year or two building the new capital in Atlanta. The new capital, it's official. The average person has no idea that there's a new capital. They've already bought the land for
it. Another thing that I'd like to press on would be, I noticed that you and the doctor were talking about the similarities between what's going on now and what happened with the Nazi era. I myself, I'm a big history buff, and for anyone out there listening, if you think what happened then will not happen now, it's going to. If you look at the similarities between the Nazi regime and the
uniforms, the names,
yes,
the gubernatorial system, and it's the same people. They helped the Nazis. They ran it. It's the same occult group.
Yeah, I urge people, if you can, get out there, read. The problem with American people, I think you said it best, American people do not read. That is our biggest flaw.
Or they just read Time and Newsweek. Thanks for the call. People are waking up, though. I mean, there is an awakening taking place. The globalists are going to try all this. They're not going to get away with it. Down the road, they're going to break off the Southwest and be part of the Pan-American Union. They're going to, like a French separatist in Canada, just more balkanization, more national sovereignty destruction with a global government over all of it. All right. That was Chris in Virginia, correct? Now let's go to Paula in Missouri. Paula, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Kudos on Coast to Coast last night.
Oh, you liked that broadcast?
Wonderful. You improve every time you're on there.
You think so? I was going pretty fast.
Oh man, I understood you. What I want to tell you was they were talking about the Republican and Democrat, but see, I'm an independent. I have always been, and we have been in the Masonic Republic for over 200 years, and they've been giving the American people the illusion that we do have a two-party system, which is not so. And one more thing that I wasn't going to watch the inauguration this time, but I did last time when Bush came in, and I specifically wanted to watch it because they do take an oath on the Masonic Bible, which Dr. Cuddy was talking about.
No, that's true, yeah.
And also, they stand outside and they face the Washington Monument, which is the phallic symbol of the occult. I noticed that this last time.
It's all true. D.C. laid out in a
right.
Giant religious system.
Right. And you had mentioned Warren Buffett, and I had read somewhere that he is uncle to Art Bell. I read that a couple years ago.
I don't know if that's true.
So, but I just want to say, keep on going. I'm passing out yours. I bought two videos from you, your last two, and I'm passing those out too, and I'm having other people do it. You're awesome, Alex.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Yeah, you know, you got to be careful, you know, what you hear about different people and stuff. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of other Alex Joneses out there. And every month I probably get an email, you're leading a double life. I found out that you work for the New York Times. You have a show on NPR. Well, no, that's a 60-something-year-old guy named Alex Jones. What is it? Alex S. Jones. And, you know, there's a photographer in Austin, Texas, works for the Austin American Statesman, named Alex Jones. He gets mad about it. People always think, hey, I saw your picture, Alex, in the newspaper. No, that's not me. So, you know, we hear this stuff, and it's just, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's just, you got to be careful about that type of stuff. Just because you read it on the Internet does not mean it's true. You've got to go research it and look it up yourself. I mean, I don't know. It might be true. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You know, I'm so angry with myself. I was listening to Coast to Coast at midnight, and you didn't come on till 1 a.m., and lo and behold, I fell asleep. I was angry. I was trying to keep my eyes open. I don't know how you can't be so tired right now.
I'll feel bad this weekend. What I do is I work so much. I mean, there's such a threat that it's just instinctive. I constantly fight. And if I go 3 or 4 days, which I've done in this election, without a lot of sleep, then I just tend later to get a headache and have to go to bed for 2 days. But are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, my daughter was screaming. She's homesick today.
That's all right. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
No, Alex, I just want to ask you a quick question. What do you believe is now, you know, the woman that just called, actually, it's really weird because I was going to talk to you about the obelisk, they call what do they call that in Washington, D.C.? It's the tall pyramid?
Yes, the Washington Monument.
The Washington Monument, right. Now, that's supposed to be satanic, I believe, Alex, isn't it?
Yeah, obelisk, ziggurats, this is to the male side of the Mystery Babylon religion, the male side being Lucifer, and then Lilith being the female side. They have, and again, different subgroups of this cult have different names for the male and female.
Yeah, now that's unbelievable. But Alex, the one thing I want to ask you, last night I had about four people listen to your show, and they call, you know, on Coast to Coast. Can you get transcripts from the Coast to Coast show, Alex? Do you know?
I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call. I don't know if you can get transcripts from the broadcast. That'd be a neat transcript. Somebody went and listened to it. I know you can go there and subscribe and download the shows. And I think it's like 15 cents a day, just like PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
First of all, I want to completely endorse your the point you made about the change in the presidential documents. It hit Carter, it hit Clinton, it hit everybody. You're also correct about the other changes that he made in classification procedures. And also I couldn't make a point when I called before about the electronic voting machines, and that is that they're inherently impossible not only to recount, but you cannot verify the statistical behavior of the voters. In other words, if you have a skyrocketing new registration or a registration of a certain type of voter, then since the records of the election are essentially destroyed after this type of an election, you cannot check on the voting behavior of the electorate.
Yeah, it's just trust us. Thanks for the call. Just trust us, and don't worry about all the prisons we're building and the nice men in black ski masks. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Just give us those firearms, and we'll take real good care of you. Just let us disarm you, and everything will be all right. I want to be your friends. New World Order loves you. Let's go ahead and talk to Gene in New Mexico. Gene, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones, I got a question for you. I heard a while back on the round table with Coast to Coast and Chuck Norrie that possibly...
You're barely intelligible. Speak a little clearer.
Yes. Do you know anything about Chuck Missler being involved with the Bohemian Grove?
No.
Okay.
I don't even... Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, sure. I mean, I'm here with you, talking to you, bro.
Yeah, I was just wanting to know if you'd heard anything about any Christian leader being involved with the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of different so-called Christian conservative leaders that go to it, and even the New York Post admits they bust in the male prostitutes. Have quite a time.
So, do you think they're leading a double life, then?
yeah. But the media ignores that. You know, it's like Congressman David Dreyer, you know, he's introduced his national ID card legislation, and the neocons totally ignore the L.A. Times article about him that he hasn't denied. But then a Democrat does the same thing. I mean, you'll see every so-called Christian on TV calling for them to be lynched. But George Bush and Karl Rove and Arnold Schwarzenegger and all of them go to an encampment where they admittedly bus in the $2,000 an hour male prostitutes on the private jets and top porn stars, gay porn stars.
Is it possible to get lists of the names of people?
Yeah, there's a list of who goes to Bohemian Grove online. I can go look up that name if you'd like. I even have some of their membership books. Thanks for the call. I mean, this is what frustrates me, folks. Arnold Schwarzenegger in public has said he hates black people. He says he admires Hitler. He says, I don't care if Kurt Waldheim's a Nazi, I love him. His father was a Nazi. The guy, according to major publications, and he hasn't sued him over it, does all these horrible things to women, and then makes his employees get down on their knees and worship him. He's an arrogant punk. And he's for open borders, gun control, abortion, stem cell research, and I watched Republicans cry and literally worship him at the Republican convention. I was in there while he was speaking, watching it, with a video camera in my hand, with my mouth hanging open. You guys have no morals, no nothing. You're not conservatives. You're trash. You're trash. The people that are sending me these little snickering emails, you're just mad, commie. Bush is good. You don't know what you're talking about. You've just flushed your family's future down the commode. And I don't mean because you didn't vote for Kerry. Because you're in such worship of Bush, thinking he's good. It shows the delusion you're under. Ugh! I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger is Bill Clinton on steroids. Literally. Literally. Figuratively and literally, pun intended. It's just ridiculous. And he admires Hitler. But the ADL will attack somebody who's for homeschooling. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's disgusting. And that Auslander. Auslander Reich, Nazi. Get out of our country. Get out of here. Foreigner out. Get out of here, Schwarzenegger, you punk. We're sick of you. But no, we're going to have to watch him be our president. I know it. It's all prepared, all lined up. They have a con. And we're so pathetic, we're going to have a foreign leader. And it doesn't matter because they'll just tell you in the polls you're all for him, and won't matter whether the electronic voting machine's by 08 or 012 when he runs. Won't matter. They'll just tell you he won. But, of course, he probably really will win the popular vote. They won't have to fix it because they'll run him against a Hillary. And, well, I was never for a foreigner. But, oh, Arnold's better than Hillary. Yeah, he's a lot better. I just think George Bush is absolutely fabulous. I think he's so good. Boy, I just love that Arnold speech. He's pretty good. Man, I like him. I just think he's wonderful. People that work for him in the movie said, he'll get down on your knees, little ugly dog. You're pathetic. You're nothing to me. Ah, this is your husband? This is a man you wouldn't have sex with me for? He's pretty ugly. Black people shouldn't be able to compete. They're subhuman.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Yeah, we've got to start an organization to defend the 22nd Amendment and get ahead of the Constitutional Convention now. Because the story about Arnold is that the media would cover all this up. Or would it quietly admit it but say, oh, it's no big deal. I mean, think about it. A sportscaster or something makes some minor comment about somebody's race, and they're fired and blackballed. But Arnold's running around saying he admires Hitler. It's just such an illustration of if they want you to be in power, it doesn't matter what you do. The elite may take to barbecuing children on the front lawn of the White House. I shouldn't joke around. They probably will start doing it. We're about to take two final calls and wrap up. This has been a great edition of the show. We'll talk to Jim and Douglas. But I've made 11 films. I got some new discounts out where if you buy one of my videos for the regular price, each additional, we offer this on American Dictators, my latest film, and, of course, my Tour de Force, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. When you get one of the DVDs, each additional copy is $5.95. So buy 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 copies. Give them as gifts to people. Wake folks up. Make copies of them. Get them out to people. Or you can watch all my films and read my book and Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report and all of it, 15 cents a day when you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day when you sign up for a month at prisonplanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get any of the films or ask about different specials. Operators are there right now, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But make that call. Resistance is not futile. These are powerful tools in the fight. I've made my decision. I've set my course. I'm standing up for humanity and my family, and I'm not putting up with a criminal society of control freaks who are a bunch of sadists and who laugh at us because we're so naive we can't even face the horror we're in. We collectively pull the covers up over our eyes or stick our heads in the sand. And I'm not going to do that. I've gotten past my fear, and I realize taking action and being in play is the way to do it. You know, it's an old football analogy. When you get injured, it's when you line up and you don't go 100%. Every time, that's when you get injured. When you're going full speed, you got a lot more protection. Just full speed ahead. You know, forget the maneuvers, go straight at them. Just stop talking about it, stop debating it, look at the size of that thing, oh my gosh, you can't stop it. Just go after it. You don't have a choice, you're still here, you're still alive, you know, this is still your life. You get in your car every day, that's the number one cause of death in this country, you still get in it. Just so you can drive your car, why not stand up and risk something for freedom? Because you risk it all, and you guarantee defeat by not fighting it. That's the great illusion, is that fighting it is somehow dangerous. It's a lot more dangerous not to. Look in your children's eyes. You owe it to them. Please stop telling me how much courage I have in all this. I'm just doing what you're supposed to. Jim in Tennessee, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Almost out of time. Yeah, go ahead.
You and Dr. Kitty are exactly right. The way we fight this battle is at the local level, like we are here in eastern Tennessee. You got to organize, put out flyers, talk to people, and start right here at the grassroots level. Elect your own county commissioners, your own school board members. Like here, we are running two people in our group for county commissioner, and we're about 90% chance we're going to win.
Good job. Thanks for the call. Douglas, you're on the air. Last caller, tail gunner, hit it.
Yeah, a big deadlock, Ben Laden case that came. He said he is the one responsible for the 911, I smell a rat. Number two, the same day on the news, a girl had 11 pounds of explosives. And in Israel, who weighed those explosives? And who got her age? What did they do? Weigh her at the border? I just wanted your
opinion. Unfortunately, we're out of time, Douglas, but I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, to all the affiliates, the sponsors, the great folks running the show, and to God, thank you all. Take care.